Yeah, if you're trying to, the primary modus operandi for this transnational, transgenerational criminal syndicate is the ability to displace facts of what you can be induced to believe is true, like Iraqi WMD. So you want to focus your attention on those in-between spaces between people and the facts they need for a system based on informed choice. That's why you find a great dominance of this particular syndicate in media, in popular culture such as Hollywood, in think tanks, in academia, and in politics. Those five primary domains are very much loaded in there. I mean, to give you one example of how this works and how perilous it is, Bill Paley from the West Side of Chicago founded CBS. When he founded it, a guy named Jules Stein, who founded Music Corporation of America, also from Chicago, opened an office in Manhattan, and the two of them together created something called the Top 40, which is all music that featured nothing but the MCA talent. So it was a total scam, and it was early on sort of payola. And so people believed this was the Top 40. So people began to buy those records, and guess what that belief became? It became a fact.
Well, wasn't that Casey Kasem that they had picked to head that thing up?
That I don't know, but he's from my childhood. He may well have been it. But,
yeah.
But the story, but keep in mind for your listeners, here's what's important to understand. Enough people believe these things, it becomes as though it were fact.